Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Medical Report. I'm Matthew Deagle. I'm here standing in for Bill because he's traveling at the moment. So today I'll be taking over the show and talking about the present developments with the nuclear arms treaty, as well as the recent bombing and threats attempts. These, well, first of all, the bombing attempts represent, I think, just the what's going on with the rhetoric lately, where pretty much we see this kind of violent behavior and violent protest from both sides of the political spectrum. Like recently, for example, a couple of senators in New York State were threatened by a deranged liberal for confirming Kavanaugh. He sent them, he left answering machine messages threatening to shoot them and all sorts of stuff like that. We've had, of course, violent protests and riots by liberals ever since Trump was elected. And now we have what seems like a right-wing extremist leaving bombs to be found by people like George Soros and Hillary Clinton, which doesn't seem like a sincere assassination effort to me. It just seems like a political protest. Of course, it's also possible it is an inside job of some kind, given that nobody was injured. It is kind of suspicious. I don't know any evidence in that regard. Of course, there's conspiracy theories going all over the place right now on the internet, such as on Twitter, but I have not seen any evidence so far that this was an inside job. But it could just be, though, given that most of the violent threats recently have been by liberals, and this happens to appear to be a conservative. But we'll see if they find and catch the culprits. I mean, one noteworthy factor is that it might indicate it really is just some kind of stupid protester, is that he addressed the bomb to CNN to John Brennan and misspelled his name. It didn't even work at CNN, so it seems kind of suspicious to me. It seems to me like the guy is probably just an idiot. In other words, suspicious in the sense that I don't think it's a genuine attempt to assassinate anybody. It's just a stupid form of political protest. Of course, if they had wanted to assassinate somebody in particular, they probably would have targeted them, say George Soros, and used more reliable methods to assassinate him. This is just a kind of threat and another kind of extreme political protest, as we've been seeing recently with liberals threatening to kill conservative talk show hosts and senators and people throwing riots and assaulting people in the streets and so forth. this is just how things are now in 2018. The political discourse has turned violent, and people are no longer rational. So what do you expect? Now, in other news, I want to talk about how Trump is pulling out of this nuclear, this intermediate-range nuclear arms treaty, which puts a, places a ban on intermediate and short-range nuclear weapons, signed by Reagan and Mikhail Gorbachev in 1987. Well, the thing is, the U.S. has been violating this treaty since the very beginning by developing other means of delivering nuclear arms, such as very fast stealth bombers, in particular the F-35, so-called Joint Strike Fighter, which is actually intended from the beginning, intended as a nuclear stealth bomber, high-speed nuclear stealth bomber. So the U.S. has been violating this since the beginning in an attempt to outsmart and outmaneuver the USSR and eventually Russia. What else is funny about this is that Russia maintains this treaty, supposedly, even though it didn't sign the treaty. It was the USSR that signed it. I don't know how they transfer the legal responsibility over to Russia. But, of course, it was signed by the USSR during the Cold War. And like many other things, it would seem to be obsolete by the time, by the present. Except that recently they've been trying to start a new Cold War, essentially going forward with their plans to invade Russia, despite the fact that the Cold War ended decades ago, which is very irresponsible, in my opinion. But I think this shows how also Trump and, like Obama, Trump and Bolton as well, John Bolton, are both ignorant of the facts surrounding this treaty and the facts surrounding the United States nuclear strategy. Because, as we know, Putin has a nuclear deterrent strategy where he essentially has himself armed to the teeth with nuclear weapons, which he will launch in the event of a threat to the Russian Federation. And the U.S., on the other side, has a devious strategy of banning short and intermediate range ICBMs while developing short and intermediate range high-speed nuclear bombers, which can be deployed from an aircraft carrier. And that's what they've been doing all along, of course. Since 1987, soon after this treaty was signed, the United States began the development of the Joint Strike Fighter, which is intended to attack Russia by taking a, you know, putting it off, launching it off an aircraft carrier carrying a nuclear warhead from, say, the North Atlantic Sea. This is probably what they're going to do in the future if they continue their stupid plot to attack Russia. But the thing is, Trump and Bolton demonstrate, but I think neither of them is in on this, because if they were, they wouldn't be pulling out of the treaty. They wouldn't be protesting Russia's violation of the treaty, because the U.S. has violated it far worse since the beginning as part of their tricky strategy against Russia. So I wonder why it is the president and so forth, all these people who should be in the know, seem not to be. Of course, there's a lot of disinformation out there, but it seems even for decades that people in the Pentagon were unaware of what the Joint Strike Fighter is for and what the USA is really up to. So where did this really all come from? The secret government, the Special Activities Division of the CIA, which has been planning this stuff all along, and someone who is in the know and fully knows what this is all for is Bill Clinton, for example. I think Bill Clinton, his actions as president demonstrates he knew full well about these plans to attack Russia and that he was one of the sponsors of these plans. Now, the problem is, of course, that if they go through with these plans at this point, this will mean a thermonuclear war and the deployment not just of nuclear weapons, but have much worse weapons, which Russia has developed recently, which essentially harness the weather as a weapon of mass destruction. These nature weapons, you might call them, natural disaster weapons, for example, can create giant hurricanes. So it's kind of curious, the unusual hurricane patterns we've seen recently, almost suggesting that they're testing these weapons on a smaller scale. But I'll be back after the break to discuss more of this. This is Matthew Deagle with the NutraMedical Report.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Matthew Deagle. I'm standing in for Bill today. He's traveling. And before the break, I was discussing the decision of National Security Advisor John Bolton and President Donald Trump to withdraw from the Intermediate Range Nuclear Arms Treaty with Russia, which was signed by the USSR, Gorbachev, and Reagan in 1987, which I think is very foolish on their part, because this treaty was violated from the very beginning as part of the deceptive strategy of the United States by its replacement of intermediate and short-range nuclear arms with very swift aircraft delivery methods for nuclear arms. In particular, what has now been manufactured in the hundreds, the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter, so-called, which is actually a supersonic stealth bomber intended to deliver nuclear weapons. It's not very effective as a dogfighter or whatever they claim it is. This is just a cover for its actual purpose as an aircraft-launched nuclear bomber, supersonic nuclear bomber, therefore essentially replacing the need for short- and intermediate-range nuclear weapons. In the form of missiles, while restricting Russia's manufacture of these, it essentially gave an advantage to the United States. Well, here we have Bolton, the so-called National Security Advisor, who seems to be unaware of these plans of the United States and is coaxing Trump to withdraw from this treaty, when the effect will be that Russia will have no reason to even pretend it's obeying the treaty, and will develop a larger arsenal of intermediate and short-range nuclear weapons in the form of their missiles. And they've already developed unprecedentedly powerful and swift and effective long-range nuclear weapons, such as the RS-28 Sarmat. So here we have the a huge blunder, really, on the behalf of the United States, or on the part of the United States. A huge strategic blunder being made by Donald Trump, and nobody's speaking up about it, presumably because they don't want to reveal their, well, the fact that the U.S.'s plan since 87 has been to pretend to obey this treaty and essentially, you know, legally speaking, to obey it, while developing an alternative method for the delivery of nuclear weapons in a secret plan to invade Russia. Now, we know that Russia, Putin's official strategy is nuclear deterrence, which means that in the event there is a threat, as he calls it, to the Russian Federation itself, he will strike with one of his ICBMs in order to halt the invasion, to deter a full-scale invasion of Russia. So this is a stalemate, really, and there's nowhere to go except for to attempt to make peace with Russia, although the U.S. does not yet relent and continues to develop its NATO aggression against Russia. Certainly curious. None of this really makes any sense. It's just psychopathic, dogged, holding on to old Cold War plans. And now, as I said, I think Trump, and curiously even Bolton, who was appointed National Security Advisor, they both seem to be ignorant of the plans of the secret CIA Special Activities Division, which namely is to attack Russia with a Joint Strike Fighter as a stealth bomber. They both seem to be unaware of this somehow, which is certainly curious as well. I mean, the level of darkness in which our supposed top officials are in. Meanwhile, someone who definitely knows about all of this is Bill Clinton, who isn't even president anymore, but his actions as president belie the fact he was fully aware of these plans and personally authorized many of the necessary steps to invade Russia, such as the expansion of NATO eastward and the authorization of the large, of the full-scale development and manufacture of the Joint Strike Fighter. A lot of this stuff personally authorized by Bill Clinton, which is certainly curious. Now, he is, in fact, an officer of STAT, as are some other dirty figures that have spoken out against this or that supposed moral outrage, such as the Russian meddling or, you know, anti-immigrant sentiment, whatever they say they're worried about, but when it's really just something that might get in the way of their evil plans for world domination by brute force. And by that, I mean literally attacking large foreign countries like Russia. Anyone who declares some degree of autonomy from the United States is to be brutally attacked with nuclear weapons. And that's the plan of people like Bill Clinton, as well as his buddy Mitt Romney. These guys being, what can I say, they're just completely out of their minds, and they're going forward with these plans, regardless of the consequences. Now, the consequences, of course, as I've stated before, are likely to be that Russia will continue to develop and perfect its weapons of mass destruction, and eventually will turn the hurricane weapons up to their full potential power level, which would be, well, we see these hurricanes recently, right, that have struck the southeast. We've seen the hurricane that struck Iberia, the hurricane that struck Ireland. These in the past couple of years have been unusually quickly developed hurricanes, and the most recent ones, in some cases, have even developed against the odds, against vertical wind shear, against the usual conditions for a powerful hurricane to develop, and rapidly developed to Category 4 winds, suggesting that actually Russia's already kind of aiming its weapons by developing smaller-scale hurricanes using the same method. Now, if they turn it all the way up into its full potential, that would create, in the same direction, in the same trajectory from the Gulf of Mexico across Florida and the Carolinas and so forth, and out across the Atlantic, would create similar trajectory, but the hurricane power would be such that it would, the friction would set fire to everything in its path. It would essentially suffocate and destroy all life in its path, crush most buildings, tear everything to pieces. So this is much worse than a nuclear weapon. And Russia is in the final phases of its development, evidently. So when they make the decision to then attack Russia with these joint strike fighters, the consequence will be Russia's retaliation. We'll be back after the break to discuss more of this. This is Matthew Deagle with the New Dramatical Report. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Deagle back with the NutriMedical Report, standing in for Dr. Bill today, who's traveling at the moment. And as I was discussing before the break, we have this serious development where it seems that the illegal form of the CIA is keeping even the National Security Advisor and the President in the dark about their own plans, much to the detriment of American strategy. Because they, being unaware of our strategy, are making decisions that are going to be harmful to our overall potential for any sort of self-defense or victory. I would say self-defense at this point because this coming war, if this happens, is going to be simply mutually assured destruction on both sides. And what I see is evidence of the worst developments here, as I was discussing before the break, is in particular the development of Hurricane Michael. Now, if you look at its trajectory, that's pretty much the trajectory of an artificial hurricane formed in the Gulf of Mexico, which, if it were larger, if the weapon were turned to its full power, would reach Europe as well after devastating the east coast of the U.S. The history of Hurricane Michael is that it rapidly intensified despite moderate vertical wind shear, essentially turned into a Category 4 hurricane overnight. This development is certainly suspicious. Now, we've seen an unusual amount of hurricane activity the past two seasons. Perhaps the climatic circumstances are beneficial, so to speak, to this kind of weaponry because of climate change. But we've seen what looks like to me essentially the Russians aiming this weapon by developing smaller scale hurricanes to test the trajectory of a larger scale hurricane. So what happened is on October 8th, the storm's cloud pattern became organized. It rapidly intensified into a full, very powerful hurricane, as we know, as the inhabitants of the Florida panhandle have experienced. But the thing is, this means that in the event that they actually attack Russia with their nuclear arsenal, as they have been plotting to since the Clinton administration and before, even since the late Reagan administration, what would happen is that Russia would retaliate because they have a nuclear deterrence policy where if the Russian Federation itself is threatened, they will use whatever the largest necessary weapon in their arsenal is to deter the threat and to halt a full-scale invasion, which in this case would mean, I think, using one of these hurricane weapons as the last resort, I suppose. Before that, they might use one of their ICBMs on an American base somewhere in Asia, but or in Europe. But either way, I mean, Russia's long-range nuclear capabilities are unmatched, and they just have the opportunity of using this kind of natural disaster weapon or hurricane weapon because of the geography of the United States. In contrast to Russia, we're surrounded by tropical ocean, and we have, we regularly get hit by hurricanes anyway. Well, if you look at this trajectory of Hurricane Michael, that's pretty much what to expect in the event they deploy this weapon. Either way, that's pretty much exactly the trajectory it would follow, only be much larger and much more destructive. As I've described, at full power, this type of hurricane would set fire to everything in its path with the friction of its winds and essentially crush and destroy almost all structures except for the most hurricane-proof, perhaps, the most solid. So the vast majority of houses and buildings would be torn to shreds as well as set on fire. Everybody in its path would be suffocated, and if not suffocated, burned. So this is what's going on here. This is even worse than a nuclear weapon because it's essentially an unending, extended explosion, which would stretch over, if you look at the trajectory here, from Florida through the Carolinas and Georgia, and then across the Atlantic to strike, say, Iberia, and finally to dissipate in the Mediterranean somewhere. This is quite likely, and I think that we are approaching the time when this devastating war takes place because of the continued actions of these power-hungry people in the Special Activities Division of the CIA, and because of the blunder that they keep all of the top officials, like even National Security Advisor Bolton and President Trump, in the dark about their plans. The overall destruction is being exacerbated because what I was discussing is Trump is withdrawing from the Intermediate Range Nuclear Arms Treaty, which simply gives Russia an excuse to fill the gap and develop its intermediate and short-range missiles, which would put the Russians and Americans essentially on par in that regard. Now, the Americans also have to worry about these hurricane weapons because of their situation. The geography of the U.S. means the continental U.S. is particularly susceptible to these kinds of attacks. And yet, there's no worry even about the existence of these weapons, let alone any countermeasures or attempts at a peace treaty or peaceful resolution with Russia. There's just all sorts of insane anti-Russian propaganda and essentially agitation of hostilities between the United States and Russia, which is pretty much what you have to expect when you have people like Bill Clinton and Mitt Romney behind this stuff. These guys are the same personality disorder as Jim Jones, which means they're totally ruthless psychopaths who are ultimately suicidal. So just like how Jim Jones got backed into a corner and gave the Kool-Aid, so to speak, to all of his congregation, these guys, once their plans are thwarted, are likely even to commit intentional mass murder, suicide, as a kind of Pyrrhic victory in their psychopathic minds, which is, you know, what you also see with mass shooters, and, you know, like that kid who shot up the school, the Polytechnic School in Crimea. It's a kind of psychopathic kamikaze victory, which is, you know, it's either I lose, either I win or we both lose, that kind of mentality, which leads a lot of people to murder, suicide. Just an obsession with domination and victory, which I think is motivating people like Mitt Romney and Bill Clinton. Now, these guys, of course, we all know that they're extraordinary liars. Just look at Bill Clinton's action of perjury in regard to Monica Lewinsky. Look at the things Mitt Romney was saying when Trump was nominated, that he's unfit to be president, that he's business failure, all sorts of lies that he knows are lies. Well, I'll be back after the break. But you get an idea. These sorts of things indicate their personality.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Medical Report with Matthew Deagle. I'm standing in for Dr. Bill today. Before the break, I was discussing the foolish mistakes of U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton and President Trump in the withdrawal from this intermediate range nuclear arms treaty, which essentially negatively impacts one area of nuclear strategy where the U.S. has a slight advantage over Russia, and thus worsens the consequences of World War III in the event it happens. It also demonstrates the incompetence of the level of deep secrecy that's going on in the U.S. government, where the president and even the National Security Advisor are uninformed about the long-term geopolitical plans of the secret government, the Special Activities Division of the CIA, to the point where they interfere in the U.S.'s overall cohesive plans, which anyway are outdated and belligerent toward Russia without reason. They should switch at this point to a plane of appeasement and treaty making and peace with Russia, and not continue to manufacture these so-called joint strike fighters, which are intended as nuclear stealth bombers to attack Russia. They should instead come to terms with Russia and forge peace. But as I stated before the break, the guys behind this are psychopathic and don't give up despite the irrationality of their plans in the face of current facts. Now, initially, I also started talking about this big thing going on here with bombs, pipe bombs being delivered to various Democrats and also to George Soros, none of them injuring or killing anyone, which is kind of curious. I don't know about the conspiracy theories, because the name of John Brennan was misspelled on the, and it was addressed to John Brennan at CNN, etc. It suggests it's just an individual nut. However, I want to remind people that by no means are these belligerent, are these hostile threats of death being given out only by conservatives, as some people wish to imply. For example, earlier this month, a man in Smithtown, New York, was arrested for sending death threats through the voice messages of two senators for confirming Brett Kavanaugh. He threatened to put a 9mm to the side of their head and shoot them. We also had numerous other incidences of politically motivated violence ever since Trump was elected. I mean, we all know about these riots and vandalism and so forth, but also physical harassment and verbal threats being given up to conservatives simply for sitting down in a restaurant where they're supposedly not invited. This sort of behavior is, I would say, overall more common on the left at the moment, because they don't feel they're in power, so they have to resort to guerrilla tactics. And some of the more unstable individuals have gone so far as to issue death threats. So I want to remind people, it was just earlier this month that senators were issued death threats for confirming Brett Kavanaugh. And that's, it's by no means something that exemplifies the instability or derangement of the right wing. And we don't even know who really did this. It could be some kind of sick political move. I don't know. Because it's certainly curious that nobody was injured. There were several packages sent to different locations, and nobody was injured, not at Soros' house, not at Clinton's house, not at CNN, not at Obama's house, etc. So you have to wonder. It could be, who knows. Whatever the case, all this stuff is a distraction from what's really going on behind the scenes, as I stated, which is the preparations for World War III with Russia, which are extremely imprudent. And the lack of coordination between the secret government and the elected government is unsettling. For example, the evident ignorance of John Bolton and Donald Trump of the plans of Special Activities Division to use the Joint Strike Fighter as a nuclear delivery vehicle, which, what can I say? This is dangerously, they're dangerously ignorant of the actual meaning of this treaty. And who knows? It might even indicate something as sick as treason, where people who are wittingly enabling Russia are in the Trump administration. This is quite possible, because there's so much treason on both sides. The treason, of course, we all know the treason of Democrats, the economic treason, their obsession with bringing in masses of criminals and foreign workers, all of it disguised by supposed moral imperative, when in reality, this stuff is all motivated by greed. I mean, you think about it, for example, the Honduran caravan. This is not beneficial to Honduras. Of course, we're robbing them of their labor force, and we're depleting their young men, their labor-ready demographic, for our own benefit, while disguising it as somehow charitable toward their country when it actually harms their country and benefits us. In particular, benefits the people who own the businesses and employ the illegal immigrants for very low wages. So it benefits only the rich and not the average person either in the U.S. or Honduras. And it certainly doesn't benefit the Honduran government or Mexico or Guatemala. These governments are all struggling with the rate of immigration into the U.S. So we also have to look with skepticism at the idea that these people have to leave Honduras because of organized crime. Because, as we all know, Honduras has a thriving agriculture industry. And if organized criminals control the entire country, most of that agriculture would be appropriated for the for growing drugs. Well, instead, they're growing things like sweet potatoes, for example. So we have to look with skepticism at all these claims about these people. But we also have to look with indignation at the irresponsibility of the parents dragging along their babies and young children on this dangerous political protest in which tear gas has been thrown at the protesters, and they've been blockaded by the military. This is all very irresponsible, and whoever is paying them to do this is clearly a very dangerous, irresponsible, and foolish person, whether it's George Soros or not. Now, responsibly speaking, if you absolutely have to escape your country illegally, you should do so in a small group, in a safe vehicle, and not a giant protest march. And especially if you have children with you, this is extremely irresponsible. So I look at this as being, on the one hand, not morally justified, because it doesn't help anybody but the rich in the U.S. And on the other hand, it's also not safe or responsible. It's dangerous. It's putting your children in reckless endangerment. So it's a crime, in other words. If you take your child to a violent protest in which you're being tear gassed by the police, that is reckless endangerment. That's a crime, a misdemeanor. So clearly, these people are not, what should happen? I mean, people complain about these people having their children taken away from them, but they are, in these cases, at least endangering them. So we have to look at all this with skepticism, and we have to think realistically and not believe any of the emotional manipulations. Thanks for listening. This has been Matthew Deagle with the Niche Medical Report.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com. bringing nutrition and medicine together.